Awesome. Well, just to transition, that was family stuff. Now we're moving on to, we have special guests here, been looking forward to our guests coming, Brother Yoon and his wife and team, and they were here last night, been such a blessing. They're coming in very fast and having to leave very fast. This is the last service, I believe, on this kind of leg of ministry in the United States. We're so privileged to have them here. You know, I tried to get this out last night twice and couldn't get it out, just was overcome with emotion. The thing that I so appreciate about him is that, yes, the stories are amazing. If you read the book, The Heavenly Man, which, how many people have read the book, The Heavenly Man? Wow, that's awesome. The courage, the testimonies are all amazing. The thing that so moves our heart is I want what they have, that peace of God that they have. And I believe that when the Lord sends men and women to our midst that carry something, they leave a deposit behind. And so I'm very, very encouraged and know that the Lord's going to leave a deposit behind in this church, in this house, because of their lives. And so it's going to be speaking through an interpreter, Pastor Wren. And if you would, I'd like for us to welcome Brother Yin and Pastor Wren, and we'll have Daeling stand up at the wall. Can we welcome them, please?
Oh. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Let's welcome Jesus to this meeting. He's already here. Amen.
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 And
now I just want to increase your happiness. So let's give the welcome one more time to Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
伸出你信心的手，对你身边的人说。 不要怕，耶稣爱你，他从死里复活了。And
now say this with great confidence to everybody around you. Do not fear. Jesus loves you. He is risen from dead. Okay? Amen.
不要怕,
do not fear.
耶稣爱你,
Jesus is alive. He is resurrected from.
对呀。 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我非常喜欢我们每一个人在奉献自己的生命之前，起来一直宣告神的话语，神的应许。It's
always so important for us to proclaim the word of God as together aloud as we are gathered together, because the power is in the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
有多少人和我一样的相信这本圣经是神的话语可以改变你我的生命?
Now, how many of you still have the same conviction as myself? Bible is the living word of God, and only Bible can transform my life.
Hallelujah. Amen. 我们一同站起来宣读神的话语。
And let's, in honoring the word of God, let us stand up together and read the word of God.
好，按照你的定义，从那。
And so let's read from John chapter 21 and from verse 4 to 14. Now let's do it in Chinese way this morning. In China, we all read aloud at the same time, any language, any feeling, just together. I say 1, 2, 3, and everybody will shout with fullness of their voice the word of God, starting from verse 4 to 14. 1, 2, 3. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. Are you reading the Bible? Okay, let's say it all over again. Okay. 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 So any translation, any language, just shout it out. 1, 2, 3. Increase.
Increase.
Man.
Ai, incise. Ai, mio, te da fermo. Senza mia mia, io sono te. Non lo so, non lo so. Io ci vengo, come quella di me. Io so, ma non so, come io ti dico.
Amen. It. Praise God. Please be seated in peace. Amen. Jesus Christ is resurrected from dead.
So
like we said yesterday, do not allow your past to hinder to receive something new from Jesus this morning. We all have a very clear track record about failures in our Christian life.
但是耶稣爱你, 祂为你的罪钉在十字架上死了, 祂复活了, 祂没有忘记你。
But Jesus loves you. He knows what you are, who you are, what you have done. He still loves you, and he has been resurrected from dead for our righteousness. My life is a field of testimony about failures, and I have let Jesus down so many times in my life.
And
I have been so lost in my life that, Lord, I don't have a clue what I'm supposed to do. I just cannot make it. But do not fear.
一切你的一切都是实实不会改变可是耶稣显现万事改变
Our experience in our Christian walk are very real, but they are not the truth. The truth is when Jesus appears, everything will be changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
主日我们来到的面前我们渴望能够在这里遇见
And I hope that all of you have come to this Sunday morning meeting with expectation. I want to meet with Jesus anew this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
如果他向你显现，你的环境还是这个环境，家庭还是这个家庭，事业还是这个事业，一旦主耶稣说话，一切都会改变。
And when Jesus comes to you, on the surface, your circumstances, your depression, your problem looks alike. But when he says a word, that word starts to change everything in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus' disciples had been educated at the number one Bible school for 3.5 years. They knew everything what was supposed to, that they're supposed to know of kingdom of God. And they did not have lack of living hope. They have been living with Jesus 3.5 years. They knew there is always hope with Jesus. He will help us.
耶稣的门徒们也不是不知道耶稣复活，耶稣曾经给他们显现，但是他们还需要耶稣的显现。And
they did not have any doubts in their minds anymore because twice Jesus had already appeared to them after resurrection. They knew my Jesus is risen from dead, but they still had the desperate need to meet him again.
这个故事很清楚的，西门彼得对着五六个门徒说：“我要去打鱼。”他们说：“我们跟着你去。”上了船那个晚上又打到什么
？You know, you memorized this story, and you know that the beginning of the story was Peter just did not see any other future. I have to go back to fishing. I have to get some income to my life.
我想那一夜。门徒们在海上挣扎，左右撒网，那种劳苦，主耶稣都看得很清清楚楚的。
And I'm sure the whole night Jesus was watching his disciples. They were laboring hard. They were extremely motivated for fishing, and they were throwing nets left and right, forward and backwards, and they didn't catch anything.
甚至到天亮的时候，耶稣站到岸上看住他们，小子们呐、啊，你们有吃的没有
？And it was quite amazing. The Chinese Bible says, "Children, do you have any fish to eat?"
他们诚实地告诉这个陌生人说没有，我们整夜的劳碌没有。
And their answer was very honest, "No."
一个人经历过的真理，这个人是一辈子都不会忘记的，他会听话的。
Now, whenever you have an experience about something, that truth will stick with you the rest of your life. You never lose it.
耶稣说：“你们现在向你们的船的右边开始下网，就必逮到很多的鱼。”
And immediately Jesus said, "Throw your nets."On the right side of the boat, and you will find some.
门徒们过去受过这个教训，曾经在刚刚跟随耶稣的时候，也去打鱼的时候打不到。耶稣让他们下网的时候，他们给耶稣来讲理讲理。可是，一下不讲理，放弃不讲理，下网的时候逮到了两船鱼。
Now they have had the same situation 3 years earlier.The early walk with Jesus. And they still remember when Jesus came and he said, throw the nets in the water. And they remember we caught 2 boatload of fish when we did it in obedience. So they did not negotiate about the terms.
这次他不再讲理了，谁吃都下网。
Immediately they throw the nets into the water.
刚刚读过的经文知道。一下子拉到了一个鱼群，拉不动了，说是主。约翰说这是主，彼得都立刻跳下去了。
And the very moment they took hold of the nets in the water and they started trying to pull them into the boat, they understood that that was the biggest catch they ever got. And immediately they said, "It is the Lord."
等他们上了岸。原来那里有一堂火，已经鱼饼已经预备好了。
And as they came to back to ashore, they were pulling the net in the water behind them. They were amazed. Where did these other fishes land on the fire? And they were waiting for them to eat.
弟兄姊妹们，如果主耶稣没有忘记你的早餐。
I just want to use this simple story in the Bible. If Jesus was that concerned about your breakfast, how concerned will he be about your lunch or your dinner? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你不需要为住你将来的事情一直在忧虑。
So stop worrying about your lunch or your dinner. Jesus is in charge of your life.
有时候顺服是需要付代价。
Now, the truly obedience always requires obedience from our side.
可是不顺服甚至要付更大的代价。
But I tell you, it's less costly to be obedient than to be disobedient. That price is even higher.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主耶稣他仍然在向那些他说拣选他说爱的人显现的。
Now Jesus have a deep desire always to come back to those people who have chosen to follow him. He is committed to appear to his disciples. Now, do you have that desire this morning? Oh Lord, I want to meet you again in my life. Amen.
我们的教会，我们的国家需要主耶稣再次向我们显现。
Our nation really have to experience the resurrection power and the appearance of resurrected Lord Jesus again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
故事刚刚我们读到最后，耶稣说：“好，你们吃这个鱼是已经放上了，你们把你们刚刚打的鱼拿来几条。”
Now, the ending of the story was exceptional. Jesus said, now you can bring some of your catch and bring them also to the fire. These are the ones I have prepared, and now you bring some of your own fish into the fire.
但有一个门徒很细致，就开始来查鱼啊，一查一查，查到最后了，153条大鱼啊。
And one of the disciples was so curious, how many big fish we caught this morning. So he was lining them on the shore, and he was counting 1 to 153 fish.
两天之前，劳伦牧师中要请我们一起大家吃个饭的时候，问我云弟兄，那你知道这153条大鱼是什么意思？
One old servant of the Lord, he was 87 years old. We met him a few days ago somewhere in the U.S. And he asked me, Brother Yun, what is your understanding about this number 153?
他说解释太多了，但是我先告诉你个解释，那153条大鱼是代表当时只有153个国家。
And this old servant of the Lord told me something I never heard before. He said there's so many people who say have different interpretation about this number. He said my interpretation is very simple. At the time when Jesus said this, there were 153 nations in the world.
他说：“现在，所以说你们传讲回归耶路撒冷这个意向，当福音传遍天下，得着万民做见证，这件事情，就是主耶稣起初那一个那个153。” And
he said, "This is what God has spoken to His church in China. You should go and catch every nation, every fish in the kingdom of God."
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
可是我。 从主那里的灵受是说，153条大鱼，啊，解释的太多了。可是我的意思说，你想逮着153条大鱼吗？最重要是网没有破。Now
for me, it doesn't really, it's not that important what was the secret behind the number. For me, the most important thing is that despite so many fishes, the net will not broke.
鱼虽然多，网没有破。
There were so many fishes, but the net will not break.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
很多的老板，包括有很多的电脑公司，很多的老板都想把这个全世界怎样能够带到的。
There are so many media companies, television and internet companies. They really want to build a net, a web that will draw the whole world into inside their influence.
但他的问题是带到了很多的金钱，带到了很多，可是他的网破了。
And they may have resources beyond imagination, but they have one problem. The net is not holding it breaks.
有的是家庭破了，婚姻破了。
Their family, their relationship will break. Their the fellowship people, their co-workers will break.
有的是父子之间的感情这个关系的网破了，或者同工同事的网破了。
Their marriages fall apart.
可是当你顺服神的话语下网的时候，鱼虽然多。
But when you do this in obedience to the word of God that's come to you and you throw the nets in the water, you will be guaranteed the net will not break.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is part of my personal experience.
Heavenly Man, 或者说活水这两本书的见证。
I understand that most of you have read my life story, Heavenly Man. Some of you have read some of my sharing about that living water. And if you have really understood those two books, you understand that I am not a 24/7 super believer, an Iron Man of faith.
有一天, 当我来说我主啊，我是个真正的失败的时候，主在告诉我，除了你的失败之外，你还有什么地方能够让我？
I remember in some of those occasions, I really let the Lord down big time in life, and I said, Lord, I have nothing else to give you unless just my failures. And Lord said, that's good enough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are ongoingly unfaithful, but I remain faithful because I cannot deny myself. As you remember last night, I shared about my personal calling upon my life. As a 16 years old young boy, I heard Jesus saying, Brother Aaron, stand up and be my witness and preach the gospel to west and south. And for the sake of the gospel, I have had the most glorious mountains of worship and praise with God, and I have the deepest valleys of disappointment, and I have let Jesus down many times. And altogether, I have spent more than 10 years in different prisons for the sake of the gospel. So 1997, when I was third time arrested in China and thrown to this top security prison, in the torture, early days of the imprisonment, they crushed my both legs from ankles, and you're never going to walk, you're never going to escape. And on top of that, my wife was also arrested and thrown to another prison. It happened as we were leaders. As at the leaders gathering, the authorities surrounded the place, we were all arrested, and in torture, they crushed my both legs. I knew the theological truth of the Bible when this happened. I have experienced so many supernatural miracles in my life. I have been an eyewitness when God's kingdom have hit the earth. I have been there. I knew it all. And I had seen the living hope that the carriers of this prison who had spent 10, 20, 30, 40 years in the prison, as they came out, they became the living hope for me. God is able to sustain me in the prison. They crushed my both legs. That was too much. I said, Lord, it looks like you have totally forsaken me. I am never going to be able to continue to be obedient to your calling in my life. And one night, the pressure in my soul was so bad. And I was just filled with this hopelessness and this discouragement, and I lost all my hope for survival. And the only words I was able to shout out, why God, why in the world, God, that you allow this to happen to me? Lord, where did I let you down? What was my mistake? Tell me, Lord, I want to repent. And I became so mad on myself and even on God. I said, God, you have cheated me. It's never going to happen anymore in my life.
房子那个跟前说，我们早就告诉你没有上帝。
And as I was shouting this in the agony of my soul, all the warden who were monitoring my cell 24/7, they all came to outside my cell door and they say, "We told you, your God does not exist and He is not able to help you."
我听到很多的惊讶说，这家伙疯了，这个传道人疯了。
And they all said to one another, "Now this preacher have lost his mind. He is mad on his own." Own God, he has just lost his mind.
那个时候我一直在想到我的妻子在监牢，我的孩子还小，我的女儿还小，我的妈妈还有教会。
My mother, my wife is in a prison. My aging, 80 years old mother, nobody is looking for her. My children are orphans outside. And I was so, so discouraged.
我正在问为什么，为什么的时候。
And when I shouted, why, why, why?
警察在耻笑，在议论的时候，突然间有一个里面的声音发出来说，云弟兄转过身去。
And the author, the policemen, the guards, they were mocking my God. Suddenly I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. Turn around 180 degrees and fix your eyes upon me.
我当时的情绪上来讲很难转过去，可是我知道这是神的声音说，你转过去身。
It was almost impossible because of the pain in my body. I was lying on the floor of my cell, but I just turned around on the floor and I just started to look up towards the back wall of my solitary cell.
我转过去时仍然在喊叫，上帝呀、啊、我的敌人为什么这么多，这么多人议论你，我待不到你的帮助，你究竟在哪里呀、啊、
And I started to say, God, look at my enemies, they are so many, and they say that you are not able to help you. Where are you, my God?
但你耶和华是我所立的盾牌，
you are my rock.
是我的荣耀，
and you are my glory.
又是叫我抬起头来，
and you will raise me up from my pit, and you will establish me on that rock.
我正在问神的时候，圣灵在我的里面，但耶和华是你四维的盾牌，是你的荣耀。
When I turned around and I started to say this, I experienced the power and I started to believe again. God is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my Lord.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
他能够使你抬起头来。
Only He will raise you up so that you can stand upright and your head up straight.
你对你身边说，不要怕，神是你能够抬起头来的神。
Let's say this to one another. Do not fear. God will raise you up.
不要怕，神是我们能够抬起头来的神。那时候经常说，这家伙彻底的疯了，他在那儿唱。
Of course, the authorities who were monitoring, he said, now he'd been totally gone crazy. He was mad in his God, and now he's praising his God again. So he had totally lost his mind.
警察说，你唱吧，你疯吧，你死在这里也没有人爱你，没有人管你，你就唱了，你疯吧。
And they said, you're just a waste. Nobody care about you. Nobody loves you. You are just going to die in this cell. And they left me.
当警察他那个口宣告说我疯了的时候，突然间圣灵提醒我，就说你要像大卫一样，你就发疯吧。
And the Holy Spirit took hold of one word they said to me, said, you have lost your mind, you are crazy. Suddenly I remembered what happened with King David in his life, and I said, okay, if they say I'm crazy, I'm going to behave like a crazy.
没有人爱你，没有人爱你。
And they said nobody loves you, nobody care about you.
好像圣灵就带我说，没有人爱你，耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你。
And the Holy Spirit said, when they say nobody loves you, there's always one who loves you, and his name is Jesus.
耶稣 And I started to sing, Jesus loves you.
Yes, I need
Jesus loves you.
The greatest treasure
in your life is the fact that Jesus eternally loves you. Amen. Brothers and sisters,
remember
that when you feel nobody cares about me, nobody loves me, there's one, he is always loving you. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus, if you love me so much, when is this darkness going to disappear? When is there going to be a dawn of a new day for my life? When is the darkness going to pass? When is the light coming into my darkness?
And
I was expecting the Lord. I was expecting His word to come to my rescue. I was expecting the Lord. I was like a watchman waiting for a new day to dawn. Lord, I'm expecting you to send your word to my rescue. When is the new day going to come to me? When we are under distress, we call upon the Lord, He will come to our rescue. And He will never forsake you when you are calling seriously Him. And the Lord will answer to you when you are under greatest distress of your life. You call upon His name, He will come to your rescue. This is my personal experience. Because after I said this, suddenly Jesus walked into my solitary cell.
Yun弟兄,
he said, Brother Yun, now is a new day. It started its dawn for you. All the doors been opened for you. Stand up and walk out from this prison. It wasn't a dream. It was just before 8 o'clock in the morning, in daylight. I was in the top security prison in my solitary cell, and Jesus walked into my cell. And His command was very clear. Door has been opened for you. Stand up and walk out. My immediate reaction was, Lord, this is a top security prison. You don't walk out from places like this. And the Holy Spirit knew what was going on in my mind. And He said, your prison is real, but I'm alive. I'm the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah.
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 And as
I was still considering the offer, the Lord wanted to encourage me, so I saw a vision. In a fraction of a second, I saw that my wife was running towards me and stopped just outside my cell door. 圣灵就突然间出现一幅图画在我的脸，就好像几秒钟一两秒钟一闪，让我看见我的妻子站在我的身边，说为什么把自己关到监牢里起来走。
And the Lord wanted to encourage me, so she rushed to my cell and she said, why have you allowed them to lock you in? Come out!
那我很清楚她也在不同的监狱里。
Now my mind said, but she is in another prison.
你知道有时候神的一幅图画胜过一万句的话，胜过千言万语，就这一幅图画说门开了。
It was just aSomething I saw, maybe 1 or 2 seconds, and the power of God and the obedience came upon me.
我心里正想要问他，你已经释放了，可是突然间就这样睁开眼睛了。
And I wanted my own, I said, honey, have they released you? And before I said it, she disappeared.
我知道这个顺服是需要付代价的。
I knew in my guts,If I'm obedient this time, I have to pay high price for my obedience.
但我也知道，如果我不顺服，一直实验下去，可能到现在还在监牢。
But my past experience was strong enough to testify: if you are disobedient, your misery will be just worse. So you better obey.
我敲门的时候，心里的声音说：“主啊，那你就预备接我的灵魂吧，我愿意。”
And I said, Lord.I've decided to obey, and if they shoot me, I receive my spirit, I'm coming home.
耶稣原知道怎样行，原来已经感动另外一个彼得弟兄存踢他的地方，也我一敲门，另外一个门开了。
And Lord was working, there was another pastor who also got the message from the Lord that he's going to set me free, Lord is going to set me free this morning.
很奇妙的一件事情，当我踏出了那个监牢那个门那一刹那，没有一个人在问我你往哪里去。
And finally I decided to be obedient. And as I walked towards those 4 pair of closed doors, one after other, they were supernaturally opened for me, and none of the warden asked, where am I going?
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚！
我没有拿钥匙，就在监牢的门，就一道一道开了，没有人问我。
I didn't have any electronic keys to open those locks of the prison, and none of the warden who I passed by asked anything from me.
有一件事情是令我不可思议的时候，刚刚就是勇敢地穿过这个惊诧的人群，我走过了这个。见到大门的时候，就一个出租车在那等你往哪里去。
And there were more than 30 warden lining up with those shift chains at the prison 8 o'clock in the morning. So I passed 30 policemen and nobody asked anything. Then I went to the main gates and they were open for me. And as I walked out from the prison, there was a taxi with open door waiting for me outside.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
谁为我开的车门？谁为我开了监狱的门？谁为我叫的出租车？
Who opened the doors for me? Who ordered the taxi to wait for me outside? Jesus. Amen.
很多人问我说，那你的腿？我说不知道，我就开始往前走的时候，这两条腿就这样带到了医治。
Many people have problem with this. They said, who did that? Who did this? And when you were healed, I didn't know, but I just obeyed. I forgot that I cannot walk. So I walked out from the prison and the doors were open for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我也为这个人在问耶稣，究竟这个是谁替我叫的？是不是天使替我叫的出租车？有一天我在祷告的时候，好在里面一个意念，不是天使替你叫的，是天使驾了一部车来了，来接你了。
And I was asking many years after this, I was still confused, as in, how did this all thing come together? And one time I was in prayer, and the Lord said to me, do you remember, the Bible says that the angels are servants for those who are obedient to the Lord. It was your guardian angels who make the way for you, and they were the ones who called to the taxi station and ordered a taxi to wait for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
坐在那个出租车上的时候，因为啊，奇妙的就是坐到出租车上都有神的话， 圣灵就透过神的话语来告诉我说，我是圣洁，我是真实，拿着大卫
桌子的。As I was sitting on the back seat of the taxi, and we were speeding up on the highway, there was a key hanging from a chain and from the mirror of the taxi, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me through that moving key, and He said, "I'm the truly, I'm the Holy One, and I have keys of David in my hand. The doors that I open, no man is able to shut."
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 我们的神是拿着死亡和阴间钥匙的这一位。
Remember, Jesus have keys to all locked doors in this universe.
就这一个短短的显现之间，好像我的信心，好像一个幕样，整个拉开了，我看见所有的门都开了。
And something happened in my soul and in my heart that morning.I started to believe, and I knew this Jesus, who was able to rescue me from number one security prison in China, is going to open all the doors for the gospel of Jesus Christ at the end time.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
一下子圣灵在提醒我，你第一次在监牢的时候，我要你看见他说。
And
he, 我开了门，没有人能关。
And he reminded me,
我昨天看到那个图画，就是这个图画。
About something I had received 13 years earlier, when I was first time in the prison, and the Lord, when I was at the lowest point of my life, He said, "Son, I know all your suffering, that you're going through right now. See, I am going to open a door for you. No man is going to be able to shut." And now I was walking into fulfillment of that 13-year-old vision.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天你可能在这里在听说，我们在这里为了福音的缘故不坐监牢啊。
Now some of you may think, but brother,here in this country, you don't end up in the prison if you,just because you are faithful, to the gospel.
可是我发现
but I have experienced.
主差遣我从那个监牢走出来，来到西方，以后我认为西方教会不一样，可是我发现是另外一种监牢，可能是一种宗教的监牢。
I had great expectation in my heart when I came to the West. I thought that the Western Church is as much,on fire for Jesus as we are in China.And then I started to travel all over the body of Christ in the West. And I discovered all these guys, they are living a life in the jail.
可是这些日子里面主带领我们开始要走到中东地区传扬回归耶路撒冷这个意向的时候我发现很多人是在一个宗教不同宗教的监牢里面。
And then when I started to travel to Central Asia, Middle East, I discovered there is a...horrible prison of religion that has jailed entire nations of the world.
虽然他们也在每一天都忙碌在宗教、宗教不同的宗教。
People were so busy in their religious activities, but none of them had the truly freedom in Christ.
但是，人的内心仍然有一种干渴，没有办法。
And they are so thirsty, they are so hungry.And they are expecting God to speak to them.
如果你是在一个不冷不热的宗教监牢里面。
And then I discovered that there's a huge prison throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that's the prison of lukewarm Christianity.
主说你渴了到我这里来喝。
Jesus is saying to us this morning, if somebody is thirsty, come to me and drink.
唯独耶稣能够解你心灵的干渴
It's only Jesus who can fulfill the thirst of your soul.
如果你是在一个癌症你是在一个婚姻的监牢里面在一个罪恶深情的监牢里面
Maybe the sickness in your life, maybe cancer has become your prison. Maybe your marriage situation has become your prison.
你虽然是基督徒但是你什么道理都是明白你没有办法
从这个监牢里出来 You are a follower of Jesus. You know all the theological truth about the Bible, but you are not free.
主耶稣就在我们中间。
But the Lord is in our midst this morning, and He wants to appear anew for you.
无论你是透过网络电视你无论在家在外在公司
It doesn't matter where you are, you are watching this in television or on internet. Jesus knows where you are, and He wants to change your life. All the tears of your eyes in darkness, He has counted them, and He wants to comfort you and set you free. It's impossible for you, but make be sure that Jesus have not forsaken you. He want to change you. Let us all stand up before the Lord. Jesus loves you. He has not forsaken you. He loves you. And He is expecting you to have a new encounter with His resurrection power. You don't need to talk a lot. Just surrender your life to Jesus again. You cannot save your husband or your wife or your children. But Jesus calling upon your life is unchanged, but you are chosen. He knows your future. He knows the financial challenges of your life. He knows everything about everything. And I'm really inviting you to present yourself again to Jesus and receive the fullness of His kingdom. Lord wants you to show truly obedience to Him. Come before Him. Let us all kneel down and present our lives to the Lord again together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, I am willing. Lord Jesus, I am willing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can just pray. Yeah, you can just pray. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Hallelujah. Yeah. 他很清楚说你必须你有权柄你可以释放的。我知道神今天就在这个时候要把你从那个罪恶的监牢里面释放出来。 I know that Jesus wants to set you free from your jail, whether it's sin or anything else. As you have come before
them,
and you will be set free. The truth will set you free. And as I'm praying, you repeat after me. Resurrected Lord Jesus, I want to repent before you. I want to become most obedient disciple. Thank you, Lord, that you know everything about my life. Lord, open my ears. Open the doors of my heart. I put my trust upon you right now. Speak to me, speak to my family. I want to be obedient to your calling upon my life. Resurrected Lord Jesus, we set free all these people from their disappointments, from their failures. They will be set free. A living hope will dwell in their hearts. And right now you reach out your right hand and you do miracles in our lives. Lord, your mighty word will rescue them from their past, from the disappointments of their past.
主知道你们中间有一些人早主耶稣早年已经开始呼召你你直到现在迟迟地不要
Lord has called some of you to obedience and he have talked to you about what he has in store for you but until today you have not obeyed that calling
我知道主耶稣现在走进你的呼召你们中间有一群人想要把这个敬拜的河流要带到不同的城市还有不同的国家
Lord wants you to be instrumental to bring his presence to different situations and different parts of this nation and to the nations of the world
主耶稣愿你的国降临在我们中间
Lord Jesus may your kingdom come upon us today
And
may your will be done in our lives as it is done in heaven. We pray this in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are free.
In the name of Jesus, you are free. Don't be afraid.
And now stand up and say aloud to one another, Do not fear, Jesus is resurrected from dead. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, okay. Could you guys be seated just for a second? I realize, Eugene, are you here?If Eugene, can you go get him? One of the things that we wanted to do is these guys they're on a mission, obviously, and but they have a real call and a heart to touch the folks living in the 1040 window, and I'm going to ask Eugene. So what I want to do is like for everyone who would like to give.Towards this project, we're going to get go ahead and hand out the envelopes now. Make your checks out to return to back to Jerusalem, Inc. I-N-C, not I-N-K. Incorporated. So anyway, this is Eugene. Eugene, could you tell us about this?
Okay, we are hoping that you guys had an amazing morning. I'm not going to keep you for too long, but I just want to tell you what it is that you guys are donating to. Right now, we have Chinese that have just gone into a closed country that we can't mention just because there's so few Chinese going into that area. They just went in 2 days ago. Everything that we raise money for on this trip will go to three countries, Iran, North Korea, and China. These are three countries that are considered to be enemies, of the U.S. and Israel.Right now, we have been focusing on getting Bibles into all three of these countries. I was just in North Korea not too long ago, and we have this cool little device that we have been using there. I'm going to explain it a little bit different than what it actually is, but it's the same idea. This little device right here is actually a part of a keychain. And on this keychain, we have a digital photo.And on this digital photo, there's three buttons. And if you go to a border area and somebody sees your keychain, they see the photo on there, they try to push the buttons, nothing happens except for they see a photo. And I've heard it said, I don't know if it's true, but the uglier the person is in the photo, the less time people take looking at it. But if you know the sequence to those three buttons, a Bible will appear.And that Bible that appears, you can read it and surf through it. And if anybody comes in, you push two buttons and the Bible disappears. Here's the cool thing. It works off the same digital idea as your watch. And because of that, this one Bible does not need to be charged. It does not need a new battery for 5 years. We made it ourselves because we live in China. Welcome to China. And the price is about the same price as a Happy Meal. Making things inside China is what we do, and it's what we do best. I still live in China. I've been living there for about 14 years. We make all this stuff in our backyard, and I have the lungs to prove it. I was just in Iran about a few weeks ago, right before we started this tour, and I was using another device, this right here. It's something that we are calling the Gospel Cloud. You've probably never seen it before because we actually designed it. We designed it and made it, and it's something that's special that we've been using inside of Iran. What is it? It gives out a Wi-Fi signal. Wherever we are, we try to mimic that area. If we are in an airport, we'll call it airport-free Wi-Fi. If we're at the bus stop, we'll call it bus stop-free Wi-Fi. Cafe, train station, wherever people spend time looking at their phones, their mobile devices, and are looking for free Wi-Fi. Many places in Iran are looking for free Wi-Fi. The number one trading partner of Iran today is China. And China is bringing in a lot of their mobile devices, and the young people, where we are seeing the biggest impact and the most number of people coming to the Lord in Iran, is between the ages of 18 and 28. Most of them have mobile devices. When they connect, they are actually not connected to the internet. They're not going to www.whatever. Whenever they put in facebook.com, youtube.com, google.com, they only go to our page. This also acts as a server. So it is a Wi-Fi unit and a server. So on this server, we have free Bibles, free videos, and free music for people to download onto their phone and take it home. It is also a battery pack, so it lasts for about 24 hours, which means that I can walk into a park, set it under a rock, go into a cafe, put it in the plant, and then walk away. It's there all day giving out a signal. I can sit on a bus all day long or put this on a bus all day long, and it sends out a signal to everybody that comes and goes, and I don't have to be there. And we make it at a price point where it is disposable, meaning that if you can't get it for security reasons, you leave it. It's not going to be the end of the day. We're really excited about this, but here's the cool part. We have a chat bar, and the chat bar is completely anonymous, meaning that somebody can write to another person and say, "Hey, how are you?" starting a dialogue and begin to share the gospel all anonymously. That means that I can sit beside a female that I'm not related to. In a Muslim context, I would not be able to engage her in conversation. But now I can minister to her, share the gospel with her, give these items for the free Bible, the free music, the free videos, tell her how she can download that without ever moving my lips. Amen? This means that men can engage females, females can engage males, all in a Muslim setting, and here's where we want to use it the most, at the mosque. Do you know how many people go to the mosques and because they feel like if I'm zealous enough, if I show myself religious enough, I can get promoted at my job? But they don't give a, they don't care. They're just there because they want people to think, most of the time that they're sitting there, they're playing with their phone. They're playing games or they're looking for free Wi-Fi. We want to give them free Wi-Fi. We have a vision to start sending these on the Hajj between Medina and Mecca so that those that are on the Hajj but are not really paying attention or are engaged with their mobile devices, we can now engage them. When you donate, this is what you're donating to. We are going to be using those in those three countries, Iran, North Korea, China. Thank you guys so much for your support. We praise the Lord that we were able to be here with you guys today. We hope that it blessed your socks off. Amen? Amen. Praise God.
All right. So the ushers, if you guys could go ahead and begin to pass buckets. The checks are made out to Back to Jerusalem Incorporated. So interesting, isn't it, Grace Center, that just when we think we've got one country kind of on our radar, the Lord continues to pour into this house. It's because this house is called to have a global vision. One of the things that we've said out loud is that we are partnering with the God of the impossible. So it shouldn't catch us off guard when he asks us to do the impossible. So Lord, what we just bless everything that is going on, everything that is going out, everything that you're bringing here, everything that you're bringing before us. Lord, we say yes and amen. 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 Dear Lord, don't ever allow us to look at our lack and determine what you're asking us to do. Lord, we repent of that. We repent of it. We are serving the God of the impossible, and we bless you and thank you for including us in what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming. You can stand up. Be dismissed. Say hello to someone beside you. Bless them. And we will see you next week.